KYNSO, your home on the Central Coast. 1340 KYNS.
CBS News, I'm Hartley Carnes.
I've got a mandate to help middle-class families and families that are working hard to try to get in the middle class. That's my mandate.
President Obama's first news conference after re-election wrapped up just a little while ago, focusing primarily on the economy and jobs, but there was plenty of other grist at that mill. Let's go live now to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
Well, hardly displaying rare public anger, the president says critics of U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice should instead go after him. He singled out Republican Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham. They've criticized Rice's initial statement that that attack on the diplomatic post in Benghazi, Libya, was not a terrorist hit.
When they go after the U.N. ambassador, apparently because they think she's an easy target, then they've got a problem with me.
Rice is seen as a leading choice to become Secretary of State. Mr. Obama, though, insists he has not made any future cabinet decisions. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
After years of high-level access to Central Command in Tampa, Florida, the Pentagon has suspended Jill Kelly's access pass to MacDill Air Force Base, where CENTCOM's located. Her emails are at the center of the scandals that have rocked the careers of two generals, David Petraeus and John Allen. President Obama also said today that in coming months he'll push for an open dialogue with Iran over its nuclear program. Meanwhile, there's a report about the vulnerability of America's electric grid to terror attacks.
A newly declassified report warns
the power system is highly vulnerable both to physical and cyber attack.
Many components are old and lack technology to sense and limit terrorist attacks, says Carnegie Mellon Professor Granger Morgan, head of the expert National Research Council panel that wrote this report. It demands urgent steps to ensure power could be rapidly restored, including stockpiling small temporary transformers that could be easily hooked into the grid. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Egypt is recalling its ambassador to Israel over airstrikes in Gaza.
Israel launched a series of airstrikes on Gaza, targeting Palestinian police stations and rocket launching sites. The Hamas military commander was killed when a missile blasted his car. Israel says the aim is to stop massive Palestinian rocket attacks that began on Saturday. Armed Palestinian groups have promised harsh retaliation. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Hamas says that the invasion of the enclave there may open the gates of hell. Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death among women. A new report raises alarm for black women.
This is particularly concerning because breast cancer is actually less common amongst African American women, yet they're much more likely to die from it.
Dr. Marcus Plescia at the CDC, he says black women who are diagnosed too often delay starting available treatments. On Wall Street today, the Dow is down more than 110 points. The Nasdaq has lost 19. This is CBS News.
Hi, Joan. It's Barry. I'm not going to make it in today. I'm really stuffed up.
Totally believable, honey.
Thanks. Now let's go.
Whatever it takes, get to Sears Super Saturday Sale with Friday Preview. Two huge savings-filled days to get a jump on holiday shopping. This is how to gift. This is Sears. And right now, Shop Your Way Rewards members earn 5% back on Sears card purchases. Offer ends 2213. See Sears.com for details.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with a little Q&A for Fiona. According to the signs, Ford is having some sort of big tire event. How would you describe the event?
It's big.
The savings one might enjoy at the event.
They're big.
What about the selection?
Big.
Get a $60 mail-in rebate on four select tires. Use the Ford service credit card for an extra $60.
So I think we can agree then that Ford's tire event is good-sized.
No, Michael. It's big.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
The judge declared idiot who drove around a school bus unloading children, smirks and smokes and refuses to show regret in Cleveland.
On this second and final day of her court-ordered punishment, holding a sign saying only an idiot would drive on a sidewalk to avoid a school bus, Sheena Hardin still refused to apologize.
I do have a kid.
Right, and you'd be fearful for their safety.
I'm not getting sucked into this.
I don't want you being sucked in at all. I'm saying
Sheena Hardin did obey the judge's warning not to lean on the sign and hold it up for 1 hour. Greg Saber for CBS News, Cleveland.
Tomorrow is Guinness World Records Day in both London and around the world. More than 420,000 people will attempt to set records. Couple of examples. A British man will attempt to lift 51 pounds using only his eye sockets. A team from Germany will try to smash the most pairs of coconuts in 1 minute. And 28 women will try to squeeze into a classic old mini automobile. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Hey, again, I'm not the sexiest man in the world. Who's this Channing Tatum guy anyway? Are you serious?
And now, here's Bill Binica.
Lost again. Lost again. Tomorrow, the big 3-5 tomorrow. We're going to do this tomorrow. Let me tell you what's going on today. I have Greg Shearer sitting right here right now because he has a poker tournament going on this weekend, and I want it for Vets Express. I want to talk to him about it, and we'll do that first because he's sitting right here and has his more important things to do than sit here and talk to me. So let's talk about your Texas Hold'em tournament, and it's coming up, and it's always a big do, and it's at the Custom House.
Mr. Ricks.
Well, what's the Custom House doing?
Well, they're right next to each other, and they're owned by the same owner, Compass Health, Mark Wolfert. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they've been, you know, they've donated their facilities to me for about 3 years.
Turn your microphone towards you more. There you go. Okay. Thank you. So it's my fault. I'm the one set it up. Go ahead.
So anyway, they've been real supportive in donating their facilities to me, and so we're having a Texas Hold'em tournament Saturday, November 17th. Check-in begins at 12, first hand dealt at 1 o'clock, and we've got some wonderful prizes. Communities, as they have been in the past, have come out full supportive. Yeah,
this is a great event every year, and of course, Greg Shearer, who started Vets Express and did this whole thing with Rhydon. It's absolutely amazing. And so we want you to come out now. We did, let's go ahead and we'll discuss this because Bill Moore wrote an article about the Vets Express and then about the new thing that disabled American veterans have put together and said, someday perhaps the twain shall meet. We shall see. Anyway, we'll leave it like that. All right. Now, let me tell you another thing that's going on because I want to tell people about this, and we're going to go back over this. We have today at 5:30, and I want veterans to know this, 5:30, medical people, whatever. This is for actually vets, their families, and medical people. There's an Agent Orange Town Hall meeting at the Santa Maria Public Library in the Shepherd's Hall. That's today at 5:30. There'll be all kinds of information. There'll be people that have Agent Orange problems and all kinds of stuff talking about it. So. And for any of us that were exposed to Agent Orange, which was almost everybody, it sits back there as something you hope doesn't rear its ugly head, but for many people it has. And before they even acknowledged it, I had a man on my show years ago who had Agent Orange problems, and before the military ever acknowledged it, and he passed away before because they wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So anyway, so now at least we understand what the problem is, but you know, the other thing is making sure you get help. All right, let's talk about what's going on, Mr. Ricks, again. This is our Texas Hold'em. I don't know what Texas Hold'em means. Tell me that again.
It's a poker tournament.
Okay, well, what does Texas Hold'em mean?
It's the new up-and-coming poker that many, many people are playing today.
What makes it different than the poker I played?
What was that, strip poker?
You show me yours, and I'll tell you about mine.
No.
Go ahead.
And it's a fun event. And the cost is $50 to enter.
Okay.
We will also have a $20 last man standing pool. We're going to have a raffle, a wonderful raffle, that the winner of the raffle is going to win a weekend in Avila. We've got some great prizes for the winners.
What is, I don't understand how you word this, but I'll ask you. It says cost $50, rebuys available. What does that mean?
Rebuys means if you're going to start off with $5,000 worth of chips.
No.
And if you get eliminated in the first hour of the tournament, you can re-enter the tournament and buy another $5,000.
Oh, I got you. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing, too, I want people to know is that you can, and let me give you Greg's number right here. It's 801-4418. That's actually Greg's number. 801-4418. So I want you to know that if you'd like to sponsor a vet who wants to play in the tournament, like I last year I sponsored a vet because I can't play poker worth a damn, so I figured with no sense of me, somebody that knows what they're doing. So anyway, so you can sponsor a vet, and if just Greg, give Greg a call at 801-4418, and he'll tell you what you need to do to help sponsor the event. But that's it's a nice thing to do, it really is. And we have a lot of, as you know from our Welcome Home Vets thing, we have lots of vets that are coming back, and hopefully we'll be involved in this tournament. Do you have sign up now? Do you have a number of sign-ups?
You know what I do, Bill? I kind of play it by ear. And,
okay.
You know, I know I've gotten donations for sponsorships. Seslock, for one, has sponsored four veterans' entry fee into the tournament.
Cool.
But, you know, it's kind of a wait and see. If I have to add more tables, that will be wonderful.
That'd be wonderful. All right, here's the deal, though. It's don't forget, it's Saturday. The time is 12 p.m., right noon. Noon is check-in, and the first hand will be at 1 p.m. So what was I going to tell you? You know how it is with me these days. Okay. But anyway, so here's the thing. Did they get a wiener or something or a ice cream or anything?
We have some wonderful prizes that, you know, and then
I ask
and then again, like I said, we're going to have a raffle drawing.
We'll go to Custom House first and have lunch at 11 o'clock and then at 11:30 or whatever and then slip over.
Or get up early and go play golf at Avalon and come by.
There you go. You can even do that. If you play golf, I don't play golf or poker.
Yeah.
So, that's it. There was a it's a great time for a great cause and the great prize, the whole thing. This is a good picture at the bottom. They have the Ride-On Express van next to the tank in front of the memorial building.
Yeah.
And they have everything else blacked out. That's kind of cool. Blocked out, I guess you say.
Now, a couple other things just while I'm here, if you don't mind.
I don't mind anything.
Tomorrow evening, between the hours of 4 and 7, Ride-On is having an open house.
Okay.
They're going to have, you know, come by for a beer, glass of wine or something, and just check out Ride-On. They're located at 3620 Sacramento Way.
And that's 4 to 7 they're going to have an open
house?
4
to 7, yes.
Cool.
And then the last thing is I would like to congratulate you on 35 years, Bill.
Thank you, sir. I very much appreciate
that. Okay, and, you and I go back, and you've been a big supporter of my efforts when I started trying to do this several years ago.
You know, here's how we actually ran into each other. This is a true story. You were bartending at Old Port Inn, and Nancy and I were there, and we decided to have a beer or something. And so I don't know how we started even talking about this or how were we introduced? How did this ever happen?
You know what?
Did Joe's, have any
did Joe's name get mentioned?
I don't know. I don't know how this happened. I don't know what happened.
Because you guys knew Charlie.
Yeah, but I don't know how it happened. But anyway, we started talking, and he was bartending, and I was sucking a beer down with Nance. So he said, I'm doing this thing, and I thought, holy cow. And this was back when they were putting pennies in jars at the elementary schools. I mean, you know.
So you know, and another thing I'd like to tell your listeners is the story about when you and Nancy went out to dinner and ran into the center of Blakesley.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And said, we need to talk. And he called you up the next day. And for the next 4 years, the senator held a Veterans Recognition Luncheon and raised money for the Veterans Express.
Now, and here's the thing I want to say again about that, and I appreciate Sam Blakesley not saying, go away, I'm eating my lunch. call my office. He was very, very polite to me, and I was not polite to him because I interrupted his lunch. I was nice about interrupting his lunch, but I was like, Anyway, so his wife was very nice to me. The kids were good. Everything was fine. But anyway, that's really cool. Now, I understand we're going to continue to have the veterans thingy. Is that correct?
Not to my understanding. I don't know. I went by Senator Blakeslee's office yesterday, and it was pretty empty. Pretty well cleared out.
Who's the new senator? What's his name?
I don't know, but it's a great loss to us.
Well, not necessarily. Maybe the guy get in the bandwagon.
We'll see.
I know. I should know this, what the guy's name is, and it's not coming to me. But
Cacho?
Is it Cacho?
Cacho held. I saw Cacho at the Vet Center grand opening last Saturday, and.
Oh, yeah, it's Cacho.
I indicated to him, well, I asked him, I said, I'd heard a rumor that you might pick up from what Senator Blakeslee had been doing for the last 4 years. And he says, well, I've been doing it, up in Atascadero. Last year was Lompoc, and this year it's going to be San Luis Obispo. Other than that, I don't know where the proceeds go or any of that nature. But.
I'll talk to his sister. We're friends.
Good.
All right. I got in with that there. All right, here's the poker tournament. It's going to be this Saturday. And there was something else I was going to say along the way to you about the whole thing. But anyway, Vets Express, 1 in 5 people in this county are veterans. Is that right?
No, 1 in 10.
1 in 10. That was close. I was only off by half.
But you know what? And 1 in 10 of those has a need for the Veterans Express.
Right. Okay. It's a great service. I mean, I understand. Yeah. Especially serves older people that, have a hard time driving and getting to clinics and stuff like that.
And it's funded solely through private donations.
Right.
Okay. And whatever fundraising I can get. But I don't know if I've mentioned it to you, but last week we received a check from a World War II veteran in Royal Grande for $20,000.
How cool is that? Absolutely wonderful. No, you hadn't told me that.
No, and it's...
You're always keeping secrets from me.
Well, the people don't want, they're not...
That's right. They don't have to say his name if they don't want. That's fine. No. But anyway, a vet gave money, which is really cool. If you have $20,000 you'd like to donate, you can donate anytime. So here's the Greg's number again. For any information you want about the Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament this Saturday at noon at Mr. Rick's, 801-4418. That's 801-4418. If you'd like to sponsor a vet that can't pay for it himself, that'd be wonderful. They can call you. Let Greg know. They can call. Yeah, I don't answer the phone here, though. It's a problem. All right. So let's get her done so we can raise some money for the Vets Express because that's really cool. And I thank you for taking the time to come in, Gregor.
And congratulations on 35 years.
Thank you, sir. We got a lot of news about other veterans named of Petraeus and Allen recently in the news, but we'll cover that a little bit later. I thank you very much,
thank
Rick,
you, Bill,
for coming in. All right, I appreciate it.
Wow. Now San Luis Diagnostic Center has a new MR scanner to meet everyone's needs. If you're somewhat claustrophobic or simply uncomfortable being placed in a small tube, you can choose the brand new 3-Tesla Open MRI. This new gold standard in MR imaging was previously available only at research institutions such as the Mayo Clinic. Now it's available locally at San Luis Diagnostic Center. It's the most open ultra-high-field scanner in the world, and its state-of-the-art technology can diagnose disease far earlier, with radiologists specially trained in the interpretation of neurological and bone and joint diseases. San Luis Diagnostic Center offers an uncompromising combination of technology and physician expertise. The next time your doctor recommends that you have an MRI, insist on the best. The Ultra High Field Open MRI, only at San Luis Diagnostic Center. All major insurances accepted.
Most Smokehouse Barbecues are knocking out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, 6 kinds, maybe 1 of 4 burgers or a chicken chop, either sandwich or a half a burger. Most has enormous selection of size from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, Brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slow Town and at the beach in Pismo. They'll be saying, Moe Barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, Moe Barbecue, please. I love Moe Barbecue, please.
All right, here we have today, you're the Bill Van Gogh Sheep Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, and according to the Tribune, here's what our flashback was, our history on November 14th in 1862 during the Civil War. President Abraham Lincoln gave the go-ahead to Major General Ambrose Burnside's plan to capture the Confederate capital of Richmond. The resulting Battle of Fredericksburg proved a disaster for the Union. On this day, 1851, Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick, where the whale was first published in the United States, was actually called The Whale. In 1910, Eugene B. Eli became the first aviator to take off from a ship as his Curtiss pusher rolled off of a stop platform on the deck of the scout cruiser USS Birmingham off Hampton Roads, Virginia. 10 years ago, Pope John Paul II made a historic speech to Italy's parliament urging Italians to work for world peace, uphold their Christian values, and have more babies. More babies. Okay, let's move on to our birthdays, because we have former UN Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali is 90 years old. A fun name, because you can say it twice. Former Major League Baseball All-Star Jimmy Purcell is 83. Former astronaut Fred Hayes is 79. Jazz musician Ellis Marsalis Bill is 78. Zydeco singer-musician Buckwheat Zydeco is 65. Britain's Prince Charles is 64. Pianist Shani is 58. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is 58. And rapper Reverend Run, Run-DMC, is 48 today. Happy birthday to them, but most especially to you, if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business. The small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047. Or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite. ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
Falco's news you can use right now on KYNS, your news station with Veronica. Here's what's going on today. This just in, no added fees for CSU students yet. Fee on so-called super seniors in the California State University system won't be levied by trustees as expected, at least for now. All of a sudden I have a cleaning thing in front of me. That's what. And now I don't have that. And now I don't have that. Hey, I'm having a good time. So anyway, the super seniors that people aren't too happy about, because they basically say one of the things that's going on is that we can't always get what we need when we need to get it. So this is kind of a problem with classes and such, you understand. So it seems like a very unfair way to go about things. But anyway, for now they're saying at least it won't be levied, but that could change, and it may be. The university system stands to gain about $125 million from proceeds from Prop 30. Keeping down fees means you've got to keep down costs, Brown told trustees, and it also means we have to find more state revenue if we want to really invest in our higher education. Now, other things are going on in the world. I don't quite understand. I guess it was political. Here they have this little small development in Pismo Beach that was shot down. And now with this Price Canyon development, this monstrous, has been approved 3-2 by the Pismo Beach Planning Commission. With agreement with the owner of a Price Canyon development, which allows a greater degree of certainty that the project will move forward. Approval of the development agreement requires city council approval. The council is likely to consider approving during a January meeting, according to the staff report. If passed, the draft pre-annexation and development agreement
would provide current and potential owners of the three development areas a greater degree of certainty that a project may be completed in an orderly and practical manner in line with its approvals for a period of 20 years. According to the agreement, the developer's obligations include an upgrade of the city's wastewater treatment plant, to tertiary levels, and to begin a recycling water program in the city at a cost of approximately $3.5 million, dedication of land for Anza Portola Park, and to employ low-impact development methods. Brad Snow, chair of the Surfrider Foundation of San Luis Obispo chapter, said that while the Surfrider Foundation does not recommend any particular project, it does support projects that use recycled water, such as the proposed Spanish Springs development. In early 2011, the City Council voted 5-0 to approve a memorandum of agreement that also requires approval by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. The approved proposal includes the removal of 530-acre Spanish Springs property located on the north side of the proposed project. It was slated to include a 124-acre vineyard, a winery, and a 40-unit lodge and 44 homes. Reduction changed the area of the proposed development to approximately 1,200 acres, comprised of two separate development projects. The larger project, owned by an investment group managed by West Coast Housing, spans 950 acres and is slated to include 468 homes, a 9-hole golf course, conference center, wine center, vineyards, trails, and open space. And let's hope the very first thing they do is widen Price Canyon Road to 4 lanes. Because otherwise, that'll drive you crazy. Okay. You know what that type. So let's see what else we got going on. And twice today I'm going to use a term I don't use very often, but the devil's in the details. I've got a couple stories where the devil's in the details. I haven't got to them yet. I'll tell you what we do. Okay. This is a strange twist in this story about the man that was killed by a Prius in Napomo. The man identifies as a victim in a fatal roadside collision. Napomo had garnered attention from the law enforcement for acting suspiciously around children. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's deputies arrested Christopher C. I don't know how to say his name for sure. T-I-E-T-J-E-N. In 2010, following a report of him playing on a playground behind Napomo Elementary School, despite a court order not to associate with children. He was arrested in 2008 also for inappropriate behavior of children, allegedly playing on a slide with kids between the ages of 1 and 5. During the 2010 incident, he died Monday at the age of 24 after a Prius struck him while he was walking on the shoulder of Thompson Avenue in Napomo. CHP is still searching for the driver, and he did not appear on the California list of registered sex offenders, in case you're wondering. He seems to be a pre-offender, or was a pre-offender. Now, another control burn that went out of control, control burn at Montana de Oro State Park spread 100 acres beyond its charted path Tuesday, but the unplanned fire is now, they're saying, 60% contained. Cal Fire says Cal Fire worked with Cal Fire State Parks Tuesday night to prevent further spread despite strong offshore winds and expects full containment by Thursday. There was a cold wind out there last night, but the firefighters kept working on the steep slopes to put this fire out, San Luis Obispo Cal Fire Robert Lewin said. Cal Fire planned a 430-acre burn to improve the wildlife habitat and reduce fire risk around the Coon Creek area in Montana de Oro. Now they've reduced the fire risks for a much larger area. They get this one. Anyway, they said the wind just all of a sudden picked up and went crazy. They don't know how they expected. There's all this. That's what's happening on Calcos News. And at 12:28, you're up to the minute.
CalcosNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Your news station. I forgot to do the devil in detail story. All right, we got to go backwards. Well, actually, this is okay. I'll do this as a separate thing because I want to discuss two things in a whole other way than just delivering this news, so to speak. Okay, here's the story. So here's one of the stories right here that's really important. I'll have Karen explain this whole thing to us when she comes in on Friday because it's like out there, but the devil's in the details of this. And so this is a... This is the most important thing is what's right here in the very beginning. The contractor paid more than $400,000 annually by San Luis Obispo County's Integrated Waste Management Authority illegally transports hazardous waste and exposed taxpayers to huge fines by encouraging member public agencies to ignore state law, according to the investigation by CalCode News. So William Morrell is head of this whole thing. Anyway, Charles Tenborg is the guy that's this guy. So now here's what you have to understand. And this is happening so much around our county that it's starting to make even my eyebrows go up. And I have low flying eyebrows. They were awarded a $400,000 contract, and anything over $15,000 is supposed to go out to bid. Is there anything wrong with that? Okay, that's one of the stories. But it goes on and on for days, so I'll have Karen explain the whole thing to us, because it's got all kinds of abbreviations and fine organizations and everything else involved. That's the devil in details part I was going to tell you. Now, wait, here's another thing that I absolutely was flabbergasted to read, and I'll tell you why. Right here, let me get it up first. You know, once I'm going to take my time. And either you have or haven't. If you haven't, you're not with me anymore. Okay, this was a huge thing to me, and this was a story by Tom and Elsa Dawson. Let's see if it says what Tom and Elsa Dawson are at the bottom. Let's see if I can get to the bottom. Nope, this is people that were there, farmers. Okay, but here's the thing right here. San Francisco County Board of Supervisors is at it again. They appear to be pushing through as many fee increases, made higher taxes, limiting use of private property, and slowing economic growth and job creation by ensuring more and more regulations, permits, and ordinances on every hand. These are just a few of the many changes being forced on our county, motivated by the United Nations Agenda 21. I have no idea what that is. On November 13th at 1:30, the Board of Supervisors will vote on the ag cluster. That was yesterday. I don't know what they voted on. Subdivision ordinance, which currently says landowners may, with great difficulty, separate off 100-foot by 100-foot lots or larger for up to 5% of their ag zone property. This would be for the purpose of building homes for aging parents or children. The landowner could also sell the lots in order to finance an agricultural business venture, such as a wine tasting or olive oil tasting facility. Varying ranks is an exception. Another cumbersome rule requires a landowner set aside the remaining 90% of their property for ag use or open space only, regardless of changes in the economy. A rancher or farmer may need to implement a different kind of business in order to survive and to keep his employees working. The ordinance kills those possibilities. Now, let me tell you that what so surprised me about this story is that this came before the county voters, and I could never tell you exactly how many years ago it was, 15 years ago. This came before the county voters, who voted it down and said that's preposterous. Because basically what you're doing is, when this ordinance was originally proposed, what it basically is doing is saying you're just going to sentence somebody to farming for the rest of their life. That's what they have to do. They, you know, they don't have a choice because they got to pay the taxes on the property. So you're sentencing them to farming. And at the time I said, you can't sentence me to radio for the rest of my life. I can't sentence somebody else to some other job for the rest of their life. And so therefore, why would farmers be put in that position? And they shouldn't be, in my opinion. And so it was the opinion of the majority of San Luis Obispo County at that time. I'm not sure if it's changed, but I don't think it has, but I'm not sure. But anyway, the supervisors are doing and run, so that makes the whole thing a little bit dicey right there, in my opinion. All right, where to start today? We got so much weirdness all around today. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Here's what I've decided to do. I'm going to start with a break, a little station breaker. And we'll come back, we'll have some music, and then we'll get to some of these crazy stories that are going on.
Chumash Casino Resort proudly presents Christmas with the Celts. Celebrate the magic of the holidays during a traditional Irish music concert on December 15th, benefiting Toys for Tots. Tickets are on sale now at Club Chumash and ChumashCasino.com. Don't miss Christmas with the Celts, only at Chumash Casino Resort.
So, Timmy, what would you like for Christmas this year?
Well, Santa, my garage is full of old paint, and I'd really like to get rid of it.
Why, Timmy, that's easy. You can take that old paint back to stores that sell paint, and they'll take it back from you at no cost. In addition to paint, you can also take back fluorescent lights, household batteries, and mercury thermostats to stores that sell these items.
Thanks, Santa. You're the best. Now that my garage will be empty, can I have a new Ferrari?
Right. You and me both.
If you have other household hazardous waste, such as garden pesticides, you can bring those items to one of six household hazardous waste facilities located in San Luis Obispo County for free disposal. For more information on which products are acceptable and to find your closest location, contact the San Luis Obispo County Integrated Waste Management Authority at 782-8530 or on the web at IWMA.com.
Can I permanently lose my hearing from exposure to loud noise? Yes. Permanent hearing loss can result from prolonged exposure to loud music over 85 decibels, such as lawnmowers, power tools, blenders, and hair dryers, which are around 90 decibels and are dangerous for longer than 30 minutes. develop their hearing loss as a result of exposure to noise. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
The other things, like strange affairs and affairs of the heart and things like that, that does some of the world too. All right, let's do our update, our latest update on John Allen, David Petraeus, Paul Broadwell, and Joe Kelly.
All right, now,
if for my money, okay, my here's my for my money.
First off, in the cartoons, where's the cartoon?
First off, in the cartoon thing, it's a little cartoon, but it was fun.
Somewhere it is, but once I find it, I'll
show you the funniness of it. Okay, I know where it is. Okay, so the little cartoon shows it would obviously be David Petraeus standing in front of Barack Obama in the Oval Office, and he's saying, now, where on earth did you get the idea that it would be okay for a government official with access to sensitive information to have an extramarital affair? And behind him is standing Bill Clinton, FDR, JFK, and LBJ. Okay, anyway.
Very good.
This could change. At any moment, this could change big time. But so far, mm-hmm. The emails that were passed between John Allen and Jill Kelly, they said hundreds of them, which is a little bit weird. But understand what she was, where they have this main military base down in Florida, this big military base. She was a volunteer on the base, and then she and her husband's a surgeon, and they used to throw these weird parties, not weird parties, lavish parties. And they would invite the generals and stuff from the base. And so they were pretty much interlocked with a lot of things. Now, you want to know the devil of the details about one of these parties? Here you are. That's the second time I'm going to say this. The last time I'm going to say it today. I came across a thing that one of the parties that they threw was a pirate party, which I think was 2 years ago. Pirate party. And that doesn't matter. Who cares? It doesn't matter if it's a pirate party. It doesn't matter what kind of pirate party. Petraeus showed up, escorted by, are you ready? 23 motorcycle cops. What is that? What is that about? 23 motorcycle cops. That, how many jurisdictions must that cover? And number two, why in the world would they be assigned to do such a thing?
That's just a thought. Yeah, I just thought. Okay, so here's my deal right now. So then you have an FBI agent. So there's another person involved. We don't know his name yet. An FBI agent sent Joe Kelly. I guess people just turn on modems. Sent Joe Kelly a picture of himself with his shirt off. This is a part of the guy who's investigating what's going on. I think he's saying, could it get crazier? Well, he could. Jill Kelly has a twin sister, so I don't think she's involved in it, but I don't know yet. Okay, now here's the deal. So, Jill Kelly, the emails that she sent to General Allen were on her husband and her computer, shared computer. So one would suspect, and we haven't got this information yet, which is not really fair to this person. They said that some of the emails were somewhat suggestive and flirty, and others weren't. So they gave an example, but the problem is they're not saying whether or not any or both parties, or which party, are the ones that sent the salacious ailment emails. Did she do it? Did he do it? Did they both do it? Because so far, from what I've read so far, this woman hasn't done anything wrong. Now, they gave an example of an email that said, she emailed the general and said, I saw you on TV this morning and you look really good. You know, something like that. Now, here's another problem that could happen. So this woman could turn over all of a sudden and be a real measle, but so far, she's not. So far, she's sort of victimized by this whole thing because she originally went to the, I don't know why she went to the FBI, but she has connections, I guess, because she's a big socialite. So she went to the FBI and said, I'm getting these funny emails, and aren't right? And it turned out to be Paul Broadwell. Well, okay, so at this point, she hasn't really done anything wrong. Do you know what I'm saying, man? She's not really guilty of anything. Unless they say that some of the emails that she sent to the general on her and her husband's account turned out to be a little bit not right. But they haven't said that yet. And they may not say that. But they should say something soon so we know, because that would just be fair to her. And here's another thing, too, I got to tell you. Have you ever known a waitress? Ever known a waitress? There was a brouhaha a while back, and I forget which chain it was. It was a chain restaurant. And a woman, who was a waitress at the restaurant, filed a suit, I think, with the ACLU, because they insisted that the waitresses be real smiley and friendly and do say certain things, et cetera. She said that was ridiculous because men get the wrong idea, she said, and then they, you know, they come after you. They try to, you know, hit on you. So I don't even know how that thing turned out. I think the restaurant chain said, okay, we're going to modify this whole thing. But ask anybody that was a waitress. Ask somebody who's a waitress. I say, if you were nice to somebody, did they automatically think they should ask you out on a date? Men are weird sometimes. Men can be really weird. Can I be honest about that? And so a woman's nice to a guy, and so immediately he goes, well, this is probably a fair game here. It's not. It doesn't mean it is. It's not. They're just being friendly. It's their job. All right, we'll see what happens with Joe. I don't know. This is one of those things where I'm not sure. I mean, nobody's shown anything that says she was in the wrong in any way. The FBI agent sent a picture of her with his shirt off. What the hell was he thinking about? Anyway, don't know. All right, here's another story we've got to find. I've got to see if I can find it. Oh, it's just it's over here. So it's in here somewhere. Oh, here's an interesting story. Let me share this with you. This was a... Go figure. In England, in London, they, because of the Olympics, they decided to name a train station, to give it a familiar name to people, over by where the Olympics were, which is the opposite place of where this is, Abbey Road Station. Okay? So people that go to England that want to look at where the Beatles did the cover of their Abbey Road album, where they're walking across the street, which, by the way, in the story that I came across on the Internet, they have the picture reversed. They have them going from right to left and then from left to right. So that's curious all by itself, if you want my honest opinion. No? Anyway, so here they go. So Abbey Road Station is nowhere near Abbey Road. Abbey Road Station is on the other side of England. The station you'd have to actually get off if you wanted to visit Abbey Road, where the Beatles did this thing, is St. John's Wood Station. Now, who would know that unless I just told you? And so they have no plans on changing that. And part of it is a little bit sneaky, to tell you the truth, because that way people have to go from one end of London to the other end of London, and therefore they have to, you know, go through London. Doesn't seem right to me, I'll tell you. All right, so that's the other story I want to find, if I can find it here, because this is cracking me up. I've got to find out where this. I want to find the story so I can tell you where this happened, if I can find it. But here's the crux of the story. Man is suspicious of his wife, who's a teacher, of what her activities might be. So she, not realizing it, has a GPS thing on her phone that he activates, and he follows her. And at 10 o'clock in the morning, he arrives at a wooded area, and here she is with a 16-year-old student. She explains to the police this, is how she explains it. She said, the 16-year-old kept asking me if I wanted to have sex, and I kept saying no, but then I thought, well, maybe if I do it, he'll leave me alone. Your husband's not going to buy that. The judge isn't going to buy that. Nobody's buying that story. That's the worst story I've ever heard. Come up with something else, would you? Claim temporary insanity or something. I don't know what it is. Not that. But if I had sex with him, he wouldn't bother me anymore about it. Yeah, right. Kid. You flip that switch, you know what's going to happen. All right, here we go. Then there was this other lady here. The judge in Cleveland ordered a woman to stand in an hour with a sign that said only an idiot would ride on the sidewalk to avoid a school bus. She's not sorry, she says. She's glad that she went around the school bus on the right-hand side because she didn't want to wait for it. And she has kids herself, she says. But here's the thing that really bothers me. Can I say this doesn't bother me? I'm not saying that maybe it's not. Maybe it is a good punishment. I don't know, to hold up a sign and being humiliated. However, that's not really part of our justice system. It doesn't call for humiliation anywhere along the way. You know, suffering the humiliation of being arrested and tried. Okay, so there's that humiliation. But besides that, I don't think judges really should have the right to impose some humiliating circumstance on anyone. I don't see where they are allowed to do it even. But they do it every now and then. You hear somebody doing this kind of thing. It's really weird to me. It's like really over the top for a judge to say, okay, I have an idea. Well, we don't care about your idea. We care that you follow the law and that you punish people according to what the guidelines are for whatever infraction they committed. This woman certainly could have lost her license for driving recklessly and reckless endangerment and the whole shebang. I mean, lots of things could have happened. But this idea of saying you're going to go and have stand a corner with a sign for an hour, dicey to me, I'll tell you that. Dicey to me. Will it help? Maybe. But that doesn't mean it's okay. You know, it's back to the old thing about we can put people in stocks and dumping pools again, but we don't. All right, then the Elmo. There's a lot of news today. There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just like it's coming at us at 100 miles an hour. The puppeteer, the Elmo guy, the guy who claimed that he had had an affair with him when he was 16, recanted that and said that, and they said there was no merit in what he had to say. They investigated it, and so then he recanted and said, "I just said that." What a special thing to do to somebody. Wow, that's special. That's really good. Okay. Nancy Pelosi says wants to keep her job, but I think she is keeping her job. And then this is interesting here because this is what has to be talked about here. And this is email privacy and what you need to know, because as they were investigating this whole Petraeus matter and this woman Broadwell, that's how they found out that she was that Broadwell, because they were looking at Jill Kelly's threatening email messages from Paul Broadwell about David Petraeus. It was in that they found the other correspondence between her and John Allen. So the question becomes, you know, what is your right to privacy on the Internet when it comes to emails? And is it okay that they're looking for one thing and find something else? And then is it right that they use that? So this is a big deal.
Start with a simple idea. Think, drink coffee, patch a design, build a design. Design something totally original. Do it again. That's good. Kick out the committees. Call in the engineers. Call in the car guys. Call in the nerds. Build a prototype. Mold it. Shape it. Love it. Give it 40 mpg. No, 41. Give it a huge display. Give it a starting price over 16 grand. Take it to the car show. Set a celebrity endorser. He's perfect.
I am?
Yes, you are. Making a groundbreaking car. It's that easy.
It's a Dodge Dart, too. I'm telling you that out loud. I've got to tell you that myself. Okay,
the David Petraeus scandal has shown us one important fact. It is easy for the government to check your email, even when you're the head of the CIA.
So how can we keep our private emails private? CNET editor-at-large Brian Cooley has some ideas about that. Brian, good morning to you. Is there such a thing as a private email?
You know, Gail, there's an old metaphor we used back in the early internet.
internet days that email is not like a phone call. It's not like a letter in an envelope. It's like a postcard. So it has none of the wrapper around it that kind of secures it from glances that a letter has. But it is recorded and written down the way things, the way a phone call is not. So it ends up having kind of the most dangerous attributes of both of those sorts of communications. So you've got to think about it as something that you need to be comfortable with anyone glancing at being able to read. And the people in this scandal, if they thought about it as postcards, they would never have had those communications.
It's been reported that they used draft emails. How would that work, in their opinion, to keep it secret? How do you do that?
Well, it doesn't work. That's the thing about today's modern web-based email, where you use a Gmail account, like in their cases, or Yahoo Mail. Those kinds of services don't have you install a program like we used to, like Outlook, for example, and they basically don't keep the email on your machine. They keep it on the servers of those companies. That means even your drafts are stored at Google or Yahoo. That's why you can go to any computer, and there they are. But they didn't quite understand that. So just because you don't send it doesn't mean you didn't send it. You sent it over the network to be stored, but you didn't hit send.
So we know that the companies we work for have access to all of our emails, as you pointed out. What about the government? I mean, Google has received, I think, something like, in the first half of this year, more than 20,000 government requests for user data. Can the government look at our email?
Yeah, the government's got an interesting, dating back to the mid-90s, there's kind of an odd piece of legislation out there that's a little bit strange. If the email is more than 6 months old, a federal prosecutor can request it without having to have a full judge's sanction on a subpoena. If it's newer email, under 6 months, then that requires what most of us would expect, which is to be a judge's order, which would be at a higher standard. So there are two levels out there, but email is one of the most highly discoverable and requested pieces of information out there in modern legislation.
What's going to change, Brian, because of all this? Is anything going to change about how we look at this?
Well, I think people are going to have a little more understanding about the way that email is highly transparent. We think it's this secret thing that goes just from me to you over some private pipeline, and it does not. It's like this giant letter carrier's bag that we all kind of have access to, depending on what kind of an authority you are or what kind of access you have to someone's account. So it's very much almost communal.
Are BBMs private? If you use BBM on BlackBerry or messaging on your iPhone?
That's a little different situation. Good point, because the BlackBerry Messenger network uses their own proprietary network, and that's one of the reasons that corporations and, to a large degree, governments still cling to BlackBerry, because it's a private network. It's not quite so based on the open internet the way email is. Email was never intended to be all that secure in the first place.
And no concerns at this table, but if you use your private email on the company company computer, can they see that?
The company has so much scope to look at your email. And bear this in mind, if you bring your laptop or tablet to work and you do email on your own device, but you're using the company Wi-Fi, you're on their apparatus. Wow. That also grants them some access. Bear that in mind.
And does delete ever mean delete?
No. Delete never means delete in the web era. That's the thing. Yeah. You used to delete files off your computer, but when you use web services, you really rarely delete. What you do is you move things to a delete folder, but go look at your delete folder. Mm-hmm. It's full of items that are still sitting there, and those are sitting on Google.
So if you want to have a private conversation, Brian, what would you do?
Make a date.
Meet down at the corner.
Yeah. See you
outside.
That's right.
I think that's probably right there, what I'm saying. Talk, yeah, meet somebody face to face. All right. Yeah. Amazing. That's amazing. Here's what's a little bit disturbing. General Petraeus was head of the CIA. And he didn't know about what emails can and cannot do. That's a little confusing. Okay. Let's move on today. Other things are going on. There's so many things. NRC is going to hold a public hearing about the fault research. That's going to happen on the 28th in San Luis Obispo. We'll be talking about the whole line thing, the different faults, what they can stand, what they can't stand, what they want them to do, what they don't want them to do. Let me tell you where this is going to be and all that, so I have for sure. The meetings will be videotaped and broadcast at a later date on the San Luis County Access Channel. Where is it, though? I didn't think I saw it when I first read this. I don't know where it is. They're not seeing where it is, are they? Oh, yes, here it is. I'm sorry. I apologize. One session will run from 1 to 3 p.m., and the second will take place from 6 to 9 p.m. Both will be at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Both sessions will feature a panel of experts who can answer questions and take public comment about a recently released research letter from the NRC about the shoreline earthquake fault discovered just offshore on the nuclear plant in 2008. So, I don't know if this has anything to do with seismic testing. They're just going to say, well, here's what we know about the fault. I think that's more what it's going to be. Here's what we already know about what we already know about. Oh, okay, well, all right. I'm going to question that, too. Let me remind you, if I may please, that there is an Agent Orange town hall meeting today, and that's at 5:30, just when it gets dark. Isn't that something? San Maria Public Library in Shepherd's Hall, and that's today at 5:30. So if you have questions about Agent Orange, one of the things that hopefully will come up right away is that there's a list that you can... Well, you don't have to do this. Understand something. There's an Agent Orange registry that they want veterans to get involved in, but it's very lengthy, and I'm not going to say it's intrusive. It's a pain in the butt. Let me just say that. So you don't have to be, and in case you've heard about this and say, well, if I develop something because of Agent Orange, but I'm not in the Agent Orange registry, I'm screwed. That's not true whatsoever. That's absolutely not true whatsoever. Your records will indicate that you are either in country or on a ship off coast or wherever it may be, and that you will, or whatever you were in country, and that you will, you know, you're covered automatically by the VA. It's kind of, I don't know what they were thinking about when they said, hey, we'll make this voluntary, and we'll make it such a pain in the neck that who's going to want to do it? That's what it is. All right. It says also, here's another thing. Every time I run across a little thing, I've got to tell you, because that happens, it's popping up right and left and sideways. Jill Kelly and her husband went into debt entertaining Tampa Society. So they were trying to, they were putting on the dog a little bit. But anyway, let's see what else I've got. Then David Petraeus has landed a gig in Call of Duty Black Ops 2, the video game. So he's in that thing, just briefly. He also features Mikhail Emanuel Noriega, a female president resembling our current Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, an aircraft carrier named the USS Barack Obama, an appearance by retired Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North in this video game. I had to think ahead. You know what I mean? I had to think ahead. Who was it today? Had this on forever today. She went about Hillary Rodham Clinton. And, you know, what are her options? What should she do? What shouldn't she do? Why should she do it? How should she do it? And all that. This was Gail Collins' column today in the commentary section. It just goes on for days and days and days. She lost me way up in the very beginning of it. Now, here's an interesting thing, because we have Diablo Canyon, Montana de Oro is on fire, as we speak. And so, but they hope to get it up. Now, here's the deal. You know, it comes right down to the Social Valley. If you smell a lot of smoke in town and stuff, you know, you're saying to yourself, gee, this sure is smoky, stinky, nasty. It's because it just comes right down to the Social Valley, the wind that bears it. And that's why you have it smells so strong. There was an opinion piece in the Tribune about small Montana Day Oral parking fee would be reasonable. And they say, because here's the reasons, they say, let's see, the revenue must stay at Montana de Oro, the state must follow through with provisions to give users, frequent users, a break like a $25 annual pass. There should maybe be something for seniors. Detailed breakdown of cost of fee collection versus the revenue must show there would be a significant gain. County Supervisor Gibson believes the fees could generate between $300,000 and $500,000 annually. That's great, but we'd like to see the budget paying the fees is possibly doing on the Internet to make it easier. You know the only thing wrong with all this to me? I see what they're saying. I mean, believe me, I understand what they're saying. Until such time as the state says we cannot maintain Montana de Oro, even with a cherry, what's it called, Cherry Hill, or there's annexes, Cherry Canyon. Until the state says we actually have problems with our park fund. We know all the money that's in the park fund. We don't have enough. Okay. Until such time as the state actually says that, the whole idea of state parks is that you have free access to them. Now, there are a few that charge. They mention the fact that there are some that charge, and so I'll admit there's a few that do. Carpinteria, El Capitan, Limekiln, to name a few as they named, said they do charge. I just would rather wait until somebody said, you know what, in order to maintain this this park, we're going to have a little money. And I said, okay. But until then, and these other people shouldn't be charged either, quite frankly, I don't think. it's not really fair. I mean, because theoretically you're paying taxes to the state and telling the state, okay, take care of the parks, and then they're saying, okay, we're going to take care of it, and then somebody else is saying, but we want more money for our park. That sounds really weird. But hey, yeah, I just got on the stagecoach, so tomorrow's the big 35th anniversary. That's what I'm reminding you. It's not going to know what's going to happen. We're going to have our movie thing with Jimmy Dean. So we're gonna, it's going to be the, like the normal Thursday stuff. It's pretty much.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes.
Both parties voted to set this deadline. And I believe that both parties can work together.
President Obama, in his first news conference after re-election, said there's still time to avoid tax increases on everyone and dramatic spending cuts at the end of the year. And he says he's willing to compromise. Fiscal cliff worries on Wall Street. The Dow down about 186 points. NASDAQ down well over 30 points. Oil's up a little at 86.22 a barrel. On the emails scandal today,
President Obama has seen no evidence that national security was endangered by the scandal involving the generals. As for the timing of White House notification by the FBI,
I am withholding judgment with respect to how the entire process surrounding General Petraeus came up.
Mr. Obama, though, assumes the protocols were followed. He noted if the White House had been advised of an ongoing investigation, there likely would have been accusations of meddling. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The president said, too, he hasn't decided on a nomination to replace Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, but will name Susan Rice if he decides she's best for the job. Republicans have already made it clear they'll block that nomination because they think she deliberately misled the nation about the terror attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The reason I don't trust her is because I think she knew better, and if she didn't know better, she shouldn't be the voice of America.
Arizona's John McCain said he'll do everything in his power to block Rice's nomination if it comes. Egypt recalled its ambassador to Israel over the precision airstrike in Gaza that killed the top military commander in Hamas and six other Palestinians. Israel's prime minister says Israel's defense is prepared to widen the operation in Gaza if necessary. A 51-year-old New Jersey man faces arraignment tomorrow in the famous kidnapping and murder of a 6-year-old New York boy, Eitan Pates, back in 1979. WCBS reporter Irene Cornell.
The Manhattan DA's office said that the grand jury has found the evidence credible. It's a case that should go to a jury at trial.
Pedro Hernandez's lawyer says the confession was a product of mental illness, not guilt. Rubber bullets flew today in Madrid as police moved in on budget austerity measures demonstrations. There is a general strike in cities all across Europe by union workers who say governments need to create jobs. Hundreds of thousands have been in the streets. Police in South Africa have a 25-year-old man in jail for attempted smuggling. The airport body scan showed the swallowed diamonds in his stomach, 220 of them, with time those diamonds were recovered. And a judge has thrown out the reckless driving ticket against a photographer busted after a high-speed pursuit of singer Justin Bieber. The judge said the law aimed at paparazzi infringes on the First Amendment. This is CBS News.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-865-1483. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-865-1483. That's 1-800-865-1483. 1-800-865-1483.
Call it the Wanderer, if you want, a big warm planet in search of something to hit.
It's called a homeless planet because it doesn't orbit a star.
This object is about the size of Jupiter, roughly in size. Jupiter is something like 13 times the diameter of the Earth.
Astrophysicist Etienne Artigo of the University of Montreal.
It's a giant ball of gas.
With a surface temperature of a household oven. A planet is so new that it's being referred to by 7 letters and 14 numbers.
It did not receive a poetic name yet.
Initial calculations put it about 100 light years from Earth. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
A baby alligator in a cold, wet sewer in Cleveland at this time of year is one miserable gator. And the 18-inch long alligator found chilled, nearly dead on Jennings Road is also one lucky little gator. Sewer workers saved her by putting her in warm water, and the state ag department is looking for a good home for Jenny after Jennings Road. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Hey, it's me, Mike Rowe, and Fiona works at a Ford dealership, and she's with me today. How are you, Fiona?
Good, thank you.
You were just on the verge of telling me why I should bring my vehicle to a Ford dealership instead of some specialty tire store if I want good tires.
Well, to ensure that you have Ford experts working on your vehicle, all our service advisors and technicians are factory-trained and certified for your vehicle specifically. And when it comes to tires, it's not just a tire, but the right tire is important for your vehicle.
Buy 4 select name-brand tires at your Ford dealer and get a $60 mail-in rebate. Plus, use the Ford service credit card and earn an additional $50, up to $120.
So you're saying the right tire at the right price with the right rebate and the correct fit would send me away a happy customer?
Absolutely.
And you're able to assure that all those things will happen should I bring my vehicle to you?
To a Ford dealership.
What about you specifically?
You can come to my dealership.
All right.
I'd allow you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Subject to credit approval. Rebate by check. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/12.
At Idlers, we are a family-owned company, and we love where we live.
We are your neighbors.
We are How'd You Sleep Last Night?
Idlers Sleep Source has the perfect beds for a perfect night's sleep.
Ready for perfect?
Try Sealy, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic.
We have them all and more.
At every price.
Free delivery, free setup, free haul away, every day.
Paso,
San Luis Obispo,
Idlers.net.
Idlers Sleep Source, best prices guaranteed.
Hey, Dad, what's new at the store these days?
Well, Kelly, there's always something new at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath.
Hey, in case you haven't been paying attention, Pops, I know that Mom is looking to spruce up the master bathroom. So what you thinking?
I'm thinking what's good for Mom is good for Dad. A good place to start is with a new vanity cabinet. And we've just received a fantastic new selection.
That sounds cool.
We've got just about any design or finish you could ask for. So there are tons of choices. And they're all pre-assembled, so they're easy to install.
Uh-oh, I see trouble brewing. But I know you can get her done, Pops.
Gee, thanks, Kel.
And let's not forget, Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the finest selection of knobs and pulls to really make that cabinet really sizzle.
For the finest selection of environmentally friendly premium kitchen and bath fixtures on the Central Coast, come shop at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Oh!
for a mighty long time. Chiba, chiba, my baby, ooh. It seems like a mighty long time. Chiba, chiba.
This is Tarkus G. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Blanky, blanky, blanky. Hi, you're Bill Benica, Friends and Neighbors Network. Hey, Cambria Steak and Ale, Steak and Pub House. They've got a new restaurant in Cambria where Mustache Beach used to be, and so that's Cambria Steakhouse. And they're not serving lunch ever, they're serving dinner, but anyway, they're moving in there. They're doing good. And what else is going on? Oh, they had a really, really nice story today. Let me get the story. This is a cool story. This was a Storm Mars marathon, but dampen helping spirits. The Pismo City Attorney assists New York City victims, and that's Dave Fleischman. So he went, now this, let me tell you something, because I know someone else that did the exact same thing. When they said that the thing was still on, they flew to New York. They get to New York, and they say, no, it's off. No, geez. So what did they do? Like him, she helped out. She helped there. She delivered stuff and helped the victims there. Which is pretty cool when you think there's two people on the Central Coast that I know, and she happened to see one of them and talked about that. Well, he's all famous. So, anyway, but that's cool. I'm glad they did it. That's nice. Okay, what's the name of this place? Cambria Pub and Steakhouse. There. All right, that's what it's called. Cambria Pub and Steakhouse. Okay, I got to get some more of this scandal-ridden news and stuff. See what else we got, because we got some really weird stuff going on. We have some very strange tales to tell here today. This is just cracking me up, to tell you the truth. All right, let me go over here to this one. Probably not. Oh, yeah, here I am. Okay, here I'm over here now. Okay. It'll take a while. Weather Wizard says, by the way, I was thinking about Pacific Coast Kitchen Bath, the Halloween we've had lately. The Weather Wizard says we stand to have a 50% chance on Friday and a 50% chance on Saturday, 30% chance on Sunday of rain. Usually 30% don't bring rain. But 50% ought to do something, hopefully. Anyway, so that's our forecast. With the associated temperatures, the same. God, sure is cold in the morning, though, isn't it? Jeez. Holy cow. Anyway, I'd say we get used to it, but you don't. No, we don't. All right. Well, maybe we should find out this. Who is Jill Kelly's husband? Maybe we should know more about Jill Kelly's husband. I think we should. Okay. Maybe we should find out about who Jill is. He's actually a surgeon. And then the other woman, Paula Broadwell is married, by the way, and her husband's a radiologist. So there's medicine involved with all this nonsense, just so you know, out on the outskirts of it. So that's what's going on with that.
We have big dreams. One is for a clean domestic energy future. Natural gas is already saving us money, producing cleaner electricity, putting us to work here in America, and supporting wind and solar. It's not a dream. America's natural gas.
Paid for by America's Natural Gas Alliance, just so you know. All right, here we go.
Dr. Scott Kelly is often seen pictured with his wife, Jill, at parties they host. Many of the parties at their $1.5 million mansion on Bayshore Boulevard have been for high-ranking military officials such as General David Petraeus and his wife, Holly, good friends of the Kellys for the last 5 years. While Jill Kelly is known as a socialite in the Bay Area, her husband is known for his medical work.
It's called single incision laparoscopic surgery.
Dr. Kelly is one of a handful of doctors who use a non-invasive laparoscopic surgery to treat cancer of the esophagus. Dr. Kelly moved...
Beats me. Okay, well, anyway, so we're going to learn about Dr. Kelly, but we didn't get to hear that much about it because that something went haywire there. That's okay. All right, here was a weird thing in Japan. Japan had, if you can believe it or not, Japan had a tornado. And you say, well, what is that uncommon? First time that they know of, that they can think of, that they ever had a tornado in Hawaii. So that's, I would say that's kind of significant right there. That'd be my opinion on that. All right, so I'm sorry we didn't hear about Mr. Kelly more, but anything, things like that. Now, we had another story here, though, that was really, really, really really weird. I can just find it. Anyways, I gotta find it. Okay. You know, I'm still having a hard time with this whole thing with Susan Rice and what happened in Bahrain and all that. It's just me, I guess. I'm just telling you, it's not from a political standpoint. It's from who knows what and when do they know it, and what would be the most obvious thing, and the very first thing out of somebody's mouth at the UN would be, in my opinion, and that was the very first thing out of everybody's mouth is, oh, we have a riot happening here because of that stupid movie, you know. Well, there was no reason to think otherwise until all of a sudden they began to realize that there was this concentrated effort on the U.S. Embassy itself. And even then, you would have to, you know, it would have to really stand out as not just the fact that a rioters were attacking the embassy, which would be natural, protesting the movie thing. You know what I mean? So this thing about, you know, we knew that, you know, this had been planned for months and all that. We know it. We didn't know it. Nobody has said, nobody has come up with anyone that says, yes, we did know it. John McCain can yell all day long if he wants to, but he doesn't have any evidence that we knew exactly what was going on in Benghazi. They have a minute-by-minute report from Benghazi of every phone call that was made from the embassy and made to the embassy. It's all in black and white, and nowhere does it show that, you know, we knew that it was a planned attack, and nobody said anything. This is why it bothers me when these things go on and on and on and on and on and on for no reason. But Mr. McCain's been known to kind of do that. You know what I'm saying? It's been mentioned that John Kerry might be new Secretary of Defense if they move Leon Panetta. And I would say anyone that gives himself three Purple Hearts should have enough experience in the military to, you know, understand what's going on. Okay, let's move along, Bill. Let's get out from that story before you get upset. The other things that are going on around us. Well, here we had two stories that tied together today that were kind of interesting. One is the president doesn't want to do this carbon tax thing, and yet in California, the carbon tax back on the table in the U.S., Democratic gains in November. So they say it's Hurricane Sandy giving the new momentum. So the idea is that if you use a lot of stuff, you know, you got to pay more money for your stuff. And then over here, though, you have here in California, they are doing it. You know, they're saying, okay, we're going to start rocking and rolling on this whole program where you are, where am I here on this? It's here, where you have to pay for how much carbon emission you produce. You pay more for, you know, your license and stuff. So anyway, it's just kind of really weird. Okay. Oh, and by the way, you know, we have this whole seismic testing affair that we're talking about here and the faults and all that stuff. The bullet train has to navigate quake faults because they have to go through the Tehachapi Mountains. It'll be one of the challenges facing engineers. The Monumental California Project that I already feel very, very bad about, but I want to feel good about it. I really do. Know that I do. I never wish for anything to go bad. I'm not that kind of guy. I want things to go well, but sometimes they don't. And now let me bring up this story right now. This is what I think it is, because this is really amazing. Now we're back to who is Joe Kelly's husband. Okay, I don't care anymore. We have enough. But here's something that happened that's really over the top. And when I put my cursor on it, it disappears. I've never seen this before. I've had a lot of things happen with this computer, but I've never seen where if I put a thing on the picture. Cursor on the picture to play, it disappears. That's a first. Okay. But it won't be a last, Bill, so hang in there, buddy. Okay. Okay. Let me try again. Nope. As soon as I do it, it disappears. It's amazing. Let me try this. Nope, that's not going to. Okay. All right, let me go on to something else, because I'm tired of screwing around with it. Okay, here we got the other things that are going on. So here it is. California's largest business group filed a lawsuit yesterday challenging the validity of the state's cap-and-trade program on the eve of the first pollution permit auction. Sue challenges the California Air Resources Board's authority, as stated under the state's 2006 climate change law, AB 32, to sell the permits called allowances for the purpose of generating revenue for the state. It's also challenged the sale of allowances and illegal tax. Once again, we got the illegal taxes going on all the time. Illegal taxes. That's what they are. Sorry. I want to call them something else, but that's not what they are. Okay, I totally lost that story there, but here's the terrible thing that happened. A lineman in New York was beat up by a neighborhood that wasn't had by some people in a neighborhood that wasn't happy they didn't have power. Well, you're not going to have power then. It's like there's a picture in South Africa of a place that I think they do fruit. I think it's a fruit place in South Africa. So they set fire to all the palladium and stuff that they need in order to do the job because they were protesting low wages. Now you can protest no wages because you burn the place down. All right. I don't care. All right, here we go. Other thing going on. You just never know when and how. You know what I mean? Here you are. A woman accused of pretending to be mentally ill to get out of jury duty in Denver has pleaded guilty to perjury. Susan Cole showed up for jury duty in 2011 with her hair in curlers and wearing mismatched shoes and socks. She was dismissed after saying she had post-traumatic stress disorder. Months later, the judge heard her telling a radio show about how she had lied to get out of jury duty. It's like your emails. You're not getting away with anything. Okay. It's hard to bite your tongue at the end of this story. It just is. But here, I'll tell you what. Basically, what it is a cardinal, a Catholic cardinal, New York cardinal Timothy Dolan, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, is not happy about the Obamacare thing and having to pay for birth control and all that. I know this Pope John Paul II was here and he said we'll have more babies, but this is really not. The Earth is overpopulated now, so I would hope the Catholic Church eventually will think through this a little bit more, and say okay, what seems to be real and right. Sex is sex, you know what I mean? It's like okay, but I'm not going to get too far in that. All right, other things are going on. The U.S. Supreme Court has pushed back by 10 days the date on which it will consider review its issue of gay marriage in California. So it's going to consider it November 30th. According to a lawyer, represents Chris Perry and three other plaintiffs seeking to marry their partners in California. They just haven't said what they're going to do yet. They don't have any indication yet of where this is going. We'll see. All right, what do I got up here? Well, here's a little story. Where does the car dealer make money? Have you ever wondered where the car dealer makes money and how they make money? Okay, let's see if we can find out. I'm not sure it's going to come up, but if it does, we'll find out where the car dealer makes money. Because they don't make as much as you think. But let's see what we got here. Oh, this isn't a show-and-tell story. This is just I got to read it. Okay. Follow the money, good advice for someone trying to understand the hidden side of any business. Now, where is there more important than a car lot? Rows of shiny new cars on a dealer's lot make consumers believe that there is big money there. But if you follow the trail of dollars, it leads in a surprising direction, and knowing where the profit is will make you a better shopper. So let's tell you where it is. The pricing of cars is a complicated process. Simplify things. Consumers have been told to look at the invoice price of a car and assume that's where the dealer paid for the car. Offer a small amount over the invoice, and you've had a great deal. While invoices provide a valuable reference point, both holdback and other dealer cash increases the dealer's profit with financial sleight of hand. Holdback is usually either 2 or 3% of either the invoice or the sticker price of the car. In a $20,000 car, that's about $400 to $600 that is held out on the initial deal until after the car is sold. This allows the dealer to sell a car at invoice price and still make a profit. Now, a lot of dealers, just so you know this, I mean, I know this because I have a friend that sells cars, they're not even going to talk to you about that. It's like that's none of your business. That's how they're going to basically approach that. That's how they do their business. It has nothing to do with how you do business with them. I'm just letting you know. Dealer cash is even more significant when a car isn't selling well. The manufacturer will sometimes offer an incentive as much as $2,000, but only let the dealer know about it. This is like a wild card negotiation and lets the dealer claim he's taking a loss when still actually making a nice profit. Dealer cash is listed on Edmunds.com under latest incentives. The thing that goes on with that, too, is the reason they do that is this. Because the dealership doesn't own the cars. The bank owns the cars. The local Bank of America or Wells Fargo, whoever they finance through, they're the ones that actually own the cars. They pay what's called flooring. They pay a percentage of a certain amount of money to keep that car financed for as long as it sits there not sold. And so this is why they're always trying to get rid of cars that have sat there longer, sold first, because they've been paid more money on the darn thing. Plus, they paid more money on keeping the thing clean and all that kind of stuff. So there's just some information there. There's you can look it up. It's F&I room, fire service. But anyway, this thing goes on about lots and lots of other things about how, you know, what goes on with dealerships and all that. But anyway, there was just a little information. Not sure. All right. Other things that are going on today. Okay. Some request more transparency over how money from fish and game is used. So what they're basically saying is that it's kind of like, like everything else that happens in our state. We don't really know how the money's sorted out from fish and game. We don't really know where it's going. But our county has a certain amount they get. We got like $15,000. The thing is the state gets half. No kidding. And then we get a chunk. So we get like 50. This year the county was looking to divvy up 15 grand, which is half the money the state made. Like I said. Supervisors had a fines committee appointed by the board to do the grant work of deciding who should get what, and they generally follow the committee's recommendations. However, several people spoke Tuesday in opposition, especially to $2,000 earmarked for a junior pheasant hunt. Speaker said there are better ways to spend your money than teaching youngsters blood sports. There you are right there. All right. Yeah. Okay. $500 will be used to build nesting boxes around the county in an effort to increase the wood duck population. Other funds will go to various habitat improvements and education programs. I assume we're going to put the wood duck boxes in the nesting boxes where the wood ducks are, down where the wood ducks are. Would you not assume that we're going to put them in the creek? I could be wrong, though. I don't know. The $2,500 to go to field equipment for habitat studies involving elk, pronghorn, kit foxes, western pond turtles, and marbled murrelets. The hell is a marbled murrelet? Anyway, so that's there it is right there. Marbled murrelets are getting some of the dough. I don't even know if that's plant, animal, vegetable. I have no idea what that is. I don't have any idea what that thing is. Marbled murrelet. There was a nice story today. This is let me tell you what I brought in. I just brought it with me. Where did I put it? I brought it. I don't know where I put it. Oh, right. Here was Home and Garden. They had a nice story today about this Christmas tree farm that's 50 years old in Atascadero. I know we bought a tree from them. And this is Fred and Pat Frank, who've done Christmas trees for 50 years. So for every tree that comes down, they put two seedlings in for everyone they cut down. The reason this was important to me right here was the reason I was really taken aback by the Home and Garden section today and this great story about these people that doing the Christmas trees is because usually the Home and Garden is, we have a lot of money and here's our home. And it's kind of like, okay. But this is different. Then there was another story that I liked. And this is Barreling Right Along, Paso Robles Partnership over a barrel, crafts furniture from used wine barrels. And so they have pictures of some of it. They look very nice, lounge chairs and stuff. Your clothes will smell funny probably after you sit in them, but nah, I'm kidding. Anyway, so this is Over a Barrel, it's called. And you can go to overabarrel.com and look up their thing. Outdoor finish is finished with Sicken Cetol, a very durable oil finish that resists sun and water damage. After 6 to 12 months, the finish will need to be reapplied. Raised wood should first be lightly sanded and fine sandpapered. So if you're going to get this wooden stuff, you got to maintain it, which might tell you to just go get some aluminum furniture. Okay. So I thought it was nice they had that story. Those two stories. Good. All right. That's all I was thinking about. Is it break time? I guess it's break time. I got a great old song from 1964.
And now a weather update. Winds out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour.
Citizens of America, this is a message from feedthepig.org. Do not be alarmed. We are here to help you save yourself. According to public records, Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must change our behavior. We need to stop spending every dime we earn and start feeding the pig. We must start putting away a piece of our paycheck. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. And yes, even consider cutting up a credit card. And we must tell a friend to do the same. America, to start moving in the right direction, we must start a movement. Join us at feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Log on to feedthepig.org today.
And for more traffic updates, brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Later, much later, we heard something. We didn't breathe for listening. Then footsteps on the back porch, creeping, then more confident. After all, nobody was home. A hand closed on the knob on the screen door to the kitchen and found it latched. We heard a little sawing sound as a file began to slice through the screen wire. Grandma reached down for something in her sewing basket. Through the darkness, I managed to notice Grandma's rocker was rocking and she wasn't in it. She was standing over me. "Keep just behind me," she whispered. I followed her across the room into the kitchen. Now we were by the door, and I heard the scuffle of heavy feet in there on the crinkly linoleum. Grandma turned back to me. Under my nose, she struck a wooden match with her thumbnail. She touched the match to something in her other hand. It sizzled. Then she leaned down and rolled it into the invisible kitchen. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book A Long Way from Chicago by Richard Peck. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
I hate to say it, but I told you so. Don't mind my preaching to you. I said, don't trust him, baby, now you know. You don't learn everything there is to know in school. Wouldn't believe me when I gave advice. I said that he was a tease. If you won't help, you better ask me nice. So be sincere, convince me with a pretty please. Laugh, laugh before I die. It seems so funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you met a guy who taught you how it feels to be lonely. Oh, so lonely. Don't think just what you deserve. I can't help feeling you found out today. You thought you were too good, you had a lot of help. Won't say I'm sorry for the things I've said. I'm glad he packed it to go. You kept on bragging he was yours instead. Now you don't know everything that is to know.
Laugh, laugh, I thought I'd die. So funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you met a guy who taught you how to be to me.
Lonely, oh so lonely. Before I go, I'd like to say one. Don't close your ears to me. Take my advice and you find out that he's just another girl who caused you misery. Don't say you can't get any boy to call. Don't be so smug or else you'll find you can't get any boy at all.
You'll wind up that way, he says, on the shelf.
Laugh, laugh, before I die. It seems so funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you met a guy who thought you had a dream to be.
On Thursdays at 106 and 7/8, Talk is Cheap is delighted to bring you Reel to Reel
with your host Bill Benica
and the Palm Theater's Jim D.
We spend time chit-chatting about all things movies, with current hits to box office flops.
And, of course, all the great movies for the week at the Palm. Luckily, Jim is very knowledgeable about the industry.
And as luck would have it, I'm pretty knowledgeable about the movie industry.
Jim and Bill on Reel to Reel Thursdays at 106 and 7/8.
We're only in it for the movies.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Get hooked on Charter right there. Charter, smarter. Try Charter. It's smart. Hey, you're with Bill Benneker, Talkers Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYMS, your news station. It's currently 1:35, and it's out. Cloudy, partly cloudy, which is actually what it was supposed to be today. Hey, let's see what other sagas and tales we have today. Let's see what other sagas and tales we have to share with you today, because it's been a weird day in the news. All right, what do I got here? All right. Well, here's that. Let's do this story here, even though I told you about it. I think it's kind of a hoot. So I'll see if we can do this thing here. And for some reason. Here it is. Here it is. Okay. We may get a commercial first. I'll tell you what the commercial's about if we get that first.
Who said yachting is too expensive? Climb aboard a spectacular two-hour cruise aboard the Lady Del Rey or Lady Atlantic. Enjoy cool drinks and great food prepared right on board. The scenery and marine life make it a wonderful adventure for families, friends, or special events. Find us at DelRayYachtCruises.com.
Where is that? I don't even know.
Our top story this morning, a Stewart school teacher is behind bars after she was allegedly caught having an affair with a teenage student. News Channel 5's Katie Johnson is live from Community Christian Academy with the details on this. Katie.
Good morning, Roxanne. Well, it was here at Community Christian Academy in Stewart where 38-year-old Amy Neely taught classes, but it was miles away in Port St. Lucie, not far from where she lives, where police say her husband caught her in the act with a 16-year-old student. Police arrested the teacher yesterday morning following an investigation that was prompted by statements made by the student after he allegedly told people he was kicked out of her house by her husband. According to police, Neely's husband caught the two in a car Saturday in a secluded area near St. Lucie West Centennial High School. Her husband told detectives he tracked her down by the GPS in her cell phone. Now, during the investigation, the 16-year-old told police he and Neely started the affair with racy text messages before they met up in person at Neely's house a few times and this final time in the car. Now, school leaders say they are aware of the investigation and they're working with law enforcement. They'll be meeting with other members of the school and church before issuing any further comments on this investigation. And Neely was actually let out of jail yesterday afternoon on several thousand dollars bond. That's the latest from Stewart this morning. Katie Johnson, WPTV News Channel 5.
That's the Christian Academy that this occurred at. You know what they say about Christianity. Great coach, shaky team. That's the way it is. So that's just one of the many exciting, adventurous things we've had so far today that have gone on in our lives and around us. Lord of a duck. A wood duck and the housing that we're going to spend $500 on. How much housing can you buy for $500 for a duck? Probably not a lot. I want to see a bit like a big condo going in. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. This is interesting. A radical Islamic cleric described by prosecutors as a key al-Qaeda operative in Europe was jeered by protesters Tuesday after he was freed from prison following a court ruling that he cannot be deported to Jordan to face terrorism charges. But the people there in England were happy about the guy, so they raised the heck. All right. Here's how they say this. From boats bobbing on the Great Barrier Reef to hot air balloons hovering over the rainforest, tens of thousands of scientists, tourists, and amateur astronomers watched Wednesday as the sun, moon, and Earth aligned and plunged northern Australia into darkness during a total solar eclipse. That could be a news headline. That's exciting. I don't know why this is in the news, but anyway, there's a hunter in Russia's Far East who was sentenced to 18 months of community service. I wonder what 18 months of community service is like in Russia. And $18,500 for killing a Siberian tiger, of which there's only 500. And he decided he wanted to kill one. So it's hard to keep that a secret. Okay, now, here's what's happened in the state of California. I don't know if you know this. A retired general has been chosen to restore confidence in our California state park system. including Montaña de Oro, by the way. All right, so this is Marine Corps General, Major General Anthony Jackson. He's a Marine Corps. He'll kick butt. All right, so that's a good idea. Strategies, folks, on getting the other side of blank. First, some Democrats suggest going over the fiscal cliff and starting talks fresh next year. I don't know if that's a good idea there. I don't know if that's a good idea. Anyway, the Rolling Stones ain't gathering no moss. They're on a tour again, and they just keep on going. They just keep on going. And they've taken a licking and kept on ticking, let me tell you. They seem to be not all of them. Let's see. They seem to be more wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, but 3 out of 4 ain't bad. Okay. Other things going on. As you heard about this, this was yesterday. Not a single voter cast a ballot in one Minneapolis precinct on election day because the only living species in Ward 10 are the aquatic variety. They drew a ward over a lake. They were supposed to fix it before it went out or whatever they said, and they didn't get it done, so who the heck knows. France extends recognition to Syrian rebels, which means that we sort of have a more measured statement and say, that's what we did. We went like that. All right. Let's get some more stuff up here. Let's find out what's going on. I'm almost tired of hearing about this one. Let's talk about other things. Congress pushing for more thing on Benghazi. Well, this would be interesting to hear. This is my wife was talking to a Republican on the phone the other day that she happened to know was a Republican and said, so what do you do now about this election? How do you feel now? What are you going to do? You know, and he wasn't crazy enough to say, well, I'm going to leave the country. Because people say that. They say insane things, you know. They say them, and of course they don't mean them. But I would think the Republicans need to, you know, circle the wagons, rather, and find out what's going on. All right, let's see if we can get some information on that. That one, at least I could click on. It didn't disappear when I tried to click on it. Like a seek and destroy mission on a computer. Eh? So, okay, what I'm trying to do is play something. It's quite the thing. Some of my stories cloak themselves in invisibility.
He would be elected president. Many of them say the election result was a real shock.
Republican strategist and CBS News political analyst Frank Luntz went to Virginia this week, and he asked 20 Romney voters about the election, President Obama, and the future of the Republican Party.
I want a show of hands. How many of you were surprised about the outcome, Virginia? Okay, almost all of you. You were surprised.
I cried. I was...
Why would you cry?
Because I was so sure that Mitt Romney would win. I thought his ticket was perfect, and I thought his message was resonating with people, that they were prepared to vote for him.
This election is really about saving America, and I get real emotional about that. Because I look at what we've done with this country, and I see that it's going totally in the wrong direction. And I looked at Romney and Ryan, and I thought, yes, we have somebody who's accomplished in business, somebody who's going to get out there and really make a difference. And Ryan, with his financial background and the budget and all that, I thought, man.
It was not a good day for the Republican Party. What are you willing to change?
I think the platform needs to be reevaluated.
The thing that he keeps bringing back up is where are the blacks and where are the Latinos?
And the women.
And the women.
And the young voters.
And you're right. The danger is that it's getting to a bidding war. I think it's more important to stand by our ideals and our views and to share those. And if they have currency, we'll get them. And if they don't, then perhaps we should do some.
Our message is just not inclusive. It just isn't. It's suburban. It's white suburbia.
That suggests that you have to package your values in different ways, and then that takes away from them as sort of universal values. And I think that, you know, we're talking about the candidates. Okay, that's great, but that's the end of the process. You know, you have to get out there and sell the message, sell the values, sell the principles. Because if we believe they're universal, if we believe they should appeal to everybody, then we don't have to package them for girls and boys and, you know, people who are purple with green spots.
What does this election tell you about America?
It seems like we're more divided now than we were even 4 years, 8 years. I mean, even during the election of 2000, with all of that, we're more divided now than we were then.
Where America is going is the actual value divide of the country, more so than even demographics. Right. You have... hate this, these are hard words, but I believe you have a socialist agenda. There's people here that believe I don't have to work.
How many of you think that the Obama administration represents socialism here in America? Raise your hands. Almost all of you. Now tell me the truth. How many of you believe that your freedoms will be curtailed over the next 4 years because Barack Obama was elected? Come on. That's a very strong thing to say. You think you're going to lose some of your freedoms?
Looking beyond my nose, I'm concerned for my 20-something children who are... I'm not likely to feel the full effect of it in 4 to 6 or 8 or 10 years, but 15, 20 years, the mindset that's changing in this country is very problematic.
Frank Luntz is with us now. Frank, good morning.
Good morning.
We just saw that piece. What makes them think that about the president?
Well, they're afraid that the freedoms, and that was what shocked me the most.
I know what they're afraid of. What is it that makes them that way?
They feel that the policies offer more government control, offer more Washington involvement, more Washington intervention. And by the way, Charlie, they're willing to compromise, but they want to stick by the principles. For example, if you want to raise taxes on the wealthiest Americans, they'll actually consider it if Washington is prepared to cut spending significantly. They're prepared to make changes on immigration policy, but only if Washington can ensure that the border control is enforced. So here you have a set of people that are afraid of the future, believe that Barack Obama is undermining America's future, and it's not a surprise that there's gridlock in Washington because there's gridlock in America.
One of them seemed to suggest that the Republican Party needed to be more inclusive. At the same time, someone else said, look, if the country knew us and our principles, then they would vote for us. I mean, do they not believe that their candidates are seen for their principles?
The complaint really wasn't about the candidates. The complaint was half about the communication and half about the inability to reach certain segments of the population. They are unanimous in believing that the Republicans have to be more effective with Hispanics and Latinos, and they believe that they can. And by the way, Charlie, as negative as they are about the country, they think that the Republicans will come back in 2016 and win the White House. But they...
Well, okay. What are we going to do between now and 2016, all of us? And I think, what are we all going to do between now and 2016? Hopefully all get something accomplished. That's what I'd like to see happen. Let's all get something done. I'd like to see that. Okay. It doesn't seem like too much to ask, does it? Okay. This is a weird thing that's going on, and I have to tell you the truth. I've just vaguely heard about it, and somebody from, I think it was Texas. There's this thing about states talking about secession from the Union. Come on, really? I'm sorry. Come on. Okay. But anyway, so there's people talking about that, and so I think somebody in Texas already said, well, we're not putting up with that stuff. You know, there's no way we're doing that. But anyway, there's it's very strange, and I have the story here for us because it's just I don't know what started this. This is unlimited Android for less than half of the big guys. Metro PCS, okay? Because they don't tell you anything.
Everybody's moving to Metro.
All right. Let's do the story.
Thank you. Thank you.
Since President Obama's decisive re-election win, the White House petition website has been bombarded by a series of secession requests. Any American can sign up and create a petition, and once 25,000 signatures are collected, the White House will issue an official response. So far, there are more than 20 states, the majority of which did not vote Obama this election, requesting to withdraw and create their own governments.
I think it's ridiculous. Honestly, I really do. I think it's really dumb.
I feel like that's a little much. A little over the top.
It's actually kind of ridiculous. It's like we're living in a Far Side or Twilight Zone. Who knows?
Texas is the first to get more than the required 25,000 signatures and should be receiving an official response soon. Felipe Maya, CBSNews.com.
Yep, you can imagine what the official response might be. Okay, take a flying leap. All right, anyway, so that's very strange. One of the strange stories you hear about. Okay. One of the strange tales. Okay. Here's a story that says, I guess there was a lingerie ad that was banned from TV because they said it was too risque. If there is such a thing anymore. I'm not sure there might be. Okay, let's talk about other things that are going on. Where was the thing I want to tell you here? Oh, this is San Luis Obispo Friday Night Live Partnership received $125,000 grant from Drug-Free Community Support Program, according to Lois Capps. She praised the partnership's work, and what they basically do is they do drug awareness for young people, and apparently they've succeeded quite a bit from what I'm told. And Dan Walters today wrote about Californians willing to accept new taxes. He had a breakdown of some of these things. Overall, 71% of 240 local tax and bond measures were passed. He said 25 school parcel tax measures were on the ballot last week. 15 of those passed, including 3 in the 200 per parcel neighborhood, and all but one of those that failed achieved more than 50% approval. So this is it's interesting. I mean, what they're saying is we're willing to sort of self-tax ourselves. Here's another guy railing. Wayne is railing from Oceania. He's railing against the bag ban law that he doesn't like, his plastic bags not being able to be used. He resents the inconvenience for the sake of nothing measurably accomplished. Repeal the bag law before Christmas. I don't think so. Yeah, okay. He does say, what is it doing? Oh. An attitude of gratitude gives greater latitude. From Reverend Stephanie Raphael, who they're going to have a Thanksgiving celebration. This is the Ministerial Association of San Luis Obispo has a do 3 p.m. Sunday, November 18th at Congregation Beth David, where all denominations of all people, all faiths, all religions, all everybody, one big stew of folk, get together and you talk about stuff, have a good time, and you know, cheer each other on, et cetera, okay, or whatever, something like that. Okay, so let me see what else I got going on. Let's see what else. Fifth straight deficit of $1 trillion ahead. We're not surprised. Here, if you let's say you have more money, you know what to do with it. Yeah, are you one of those people? Have more money? To do? Okay, here you go. The Archduke Joseph Diamond was auctioned last month at Christie's. It was shown last month. It was sold yesterday for $21,474,000 plus commission. Oh, including commission, $525. Anyway, I don't know what the commission is, but anyway, that's a lot of money, $21 million for a diamond. Then over here is a Hong Kong property. The company has sold a luxury apartment in the Opus Hong Kong, designed by Frank Gehry, a noted American architect, in mid-level east of Hong Kong. The price, are you ready for this? It sold the 6,683-square-foot apartment on the ninth floor for $58.7 million. It didn't say who the buyer was. Because they don't want to have people calling them, I suppose. Is that what it would be? Huh? Anyway, that's kind of amazing to me. Wow. It's more expensive than that garage in New York. And it says, don't let airlines split up your family. Flying this Thanksgiving and worried you won't be able to sit with the family, you're not alone. There are 24 million people are expected to fly during the 12 days surrounding Thanksgiving. Airlines are making it much more difficult for groups of travelers to sit together. But don't fret. Confirm your seat assignments online and with the airline now. And sometimes plane types are switched between holding and departure, meaning there's a whole new seat layout. If you book through Expedia, Bits, Tech, Travelocity, or the other third parties, your assignment might have been recorded correctly with the airline. And set up alerts for seat openings. ExpertFlyer.com offers free notifications when a window or aisle seat becomes vacant for 99 cents. It sends an email if two adjacent seats become available. So for just 99 cents, you too can rest easy.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, we're going to celebrate 35 years of radio on the Central Coast with Bill Benica, and it's just a very low key, I'm going to say. It's not like a big celebration, but anyway, that's what's going to happen tomorrow, though. Hope you'll join me at noon. Until then, my O-Year trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here. Because?
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like.